Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we continue our discussion entitled Winning Your Children to Christ. Let's just review a little bit. We've been talking about family success.
Yes.
We've covered training a whole lot about training and teaching and loving our children and emphasizing different things. And right now, today we're going to conclude this last few weeks, this series about winning our children to Christ.
Yes.
And we've covered a ton of information. We gave you a lot of quotes. We talked to you about how we systematically taught our kids the truth of God's word.
Yes.
And prepared them so that they would know how to be saved when that time came.
Yes.
And if you've never told your children your testimony of how you got saved, make sure you do.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing when we go around the room. I don't know how often we will, but at least, I don't know, once every 3 or 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. In our family devotions that night, we'll just take time to say, all right, talk about how you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a good thing for our kids to pause and consider their salvation.
Right.
The Bible says we're to examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says the redeemed of the Lord should say so.
Yes.
So it's a good thing to share with your children how you
and
got saved.
And it's a good way to show gratefulness.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How grateful we are that God has done this work in our lives.
Yes.
So here's where we are. We talked about our personal story. Mm-hmm. We talked about teaching truth and teaching systematically and preparing our children to hear and respond to God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So let's wind things up with several thoughts here today. First of all, Beth and I just want to remind you to pray for your children.
Yes.
And with your children.
Yes.
And specifically about this matter.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray with your children that they will understand God's word.
Right.
Pray for your children that they will respond to God's voice.
Yes.
And pray for your children that they will be saved.
Yes, even before they're born.
Absolutely.
Yes. So those of you who are newlyweds and you don't have little ones yet, pray now. Yeah. Lord, those children that you're about to give us or sometime will give us, then Lord, please save them.
The triplets that we're going to have.
And help us to have wisdom.
Help us to see them saved.
Oh, wow. If you are expecting triplets, will you please tell us? I want to know.
And we will pray for you.
Yes, we will.
So seriously, pray for your children and with them about their salvation.
Yes.
And pray by yourself about it. Put it on your daily list. If your kids are grown, I'll talk more about this in just a moment, but one of the important things you can do is talk to your kids about how to be saved.
Yes.
And then to pray for them. Yes. Pray.
And if you have grown children who are married, who do not have children yet, but you're praying about that, pray for those grandbabies to be saved in an early age.
I think you might be directing that to someone you know quite personally.
I don't know, but you know, you can just take it for whatever.
Absolutely.
Whatever the
David
Lord does in your
Abby
heart there.
And Josh and Bethany, and if you're listening, that was for you there, but pray for your children. Just make it a real matter. I'd say pray daily.
Mm.
Grandparents, if you're listening, pray for your grandchildren to be saved.
Pray for those babies.
And just believe, the Bible's very clear that our God answers prayer.
He does.
This is a spiritual warfare.
It is.
The spiritual battle raging in our world. The enemy doesn't want our children to be saved or our grandchildren. But God does.
Yes.
And so make it a matter of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to jump in and just say this. Believe in the salvation of children.
Yes.
I don't want to argue or get in any theological debate about it, but you can believe in the salvation of children for several reasons. Here's just four off the top of my head, just really thinking about it. First of all, based on Jesus' teaching that we should permit the little ones to come to him.
Mm.
In our authorized version, he says, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he specifically says the little children, emphasizing small one. They're very young. And let them come. Jesus said, do not stop the children from coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the salvation of children on that basis.
Mm.
I also believe in the salvation of children based on his warnings in Matthew 18 and the surrounding passages in that passage where he says things like, don't offend one of the little ones who are believing in me. It were better for you that a millstone would be hung about your neck and you were cast into the depths of the sea.
Mm.
That's some powerful statements.
Very serious.
Warning us not to undermine the salvation of children.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the passage where he gives that really odd and difficult verse. The only thing I know how to do is just take it literally, where he says, be careful that you're not damaging one of the little ones, because he says, their angel is always beholding the face of my Father, which is in heaven. And if you just read that verse, it's like, whoa, 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 what is he saying there? And so just all I know to do is just take it literally. God is moving heaven and earth towards the salvation of your children.
Yes.
His son came and died. He was buried. We celebrate that at Christmas. What an mm-hmm. awesome time of the year. Mm-hmm. And yet, even the angels have some part in the work mm-hmm. they do spiritually.
Yes.
God wants boys and girls to be saved, your children. I would say we should believe in the salvation of children based on the teaching that Jesus says, unless you become as little children and yes. be converted.
Yes.
So he doesn't go the other way around. He doesn't say, if you're an adult or if you're a child, we're going to treat you like you're an adult. He says, if you're an adult, we should treat you like you're a child because that's how to have real, genuine, saving faith.
Yes.
The point there being that children can have saving faith. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome statement. And then in Paul's teaching, we've talked at this one many times in our family conferences, but Paul talked about Timothy, mm-hmm. and he told Timothy that from a child he had known the Holy Scriptures, which had made him wise unto salvation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Read that in the book of Timothy and think that through. His grandmother Eunice somehow got saved, mm-hmm. and her daughter, how's that go?
Lois.
Lois got Eunice. Saved, and then uh-huh. Eunice. Mm-hmm. Lois impacted Eunice, who got saved. The unfeigned faith, the real, genuine salvation faith dwelt in grandma,
yes.
and then dwelt in mom. Mm-hmm. And then Paul just says very clearly, that same faith dwelt in you because the word of God you learned as a child
yes.
was the key to your salvation. Mm-hmm. And what a summary of everything we've been trying to teach in the last few weeks. I hesitated to even share this quote, but my point here being, believe in the salvation of children. Mm-hmm. And read this one, if you would, sweetheart, and think on this one. There's one statement I want you to catch in this. He points out repeatedly that the scriptures does not give an answer, and so he gives an answer from experience. Hmm. And I want you to catch that. But listen to what this author says. This was written in 2008.
Out of Pulpit Magazine, yes.
Sure.
At what point, then, is a child capable of understanding the gospel, repenting from sin, and savingly trusting in Christ? Again, scripture gives no specific age limit. In our experience, however, we have found that most children do not really begin to objectively evaluate their own thoughts until they reach junior high. Before then, they usually feel little concern over the contradictory values to which they cling. Seldom during elementary years do they conscientiously think about and spiritually evaluate life's demands independently of their parents. This does not mean that all young children are incapable of committing the rest of their lives to Christ and being indwelt by the Holy Spirit. However, prior to adolescence, few children truly appreciate the significance of their separation from God, and few have sufficient mental sophistication to project far enough into the future to commit the rest of their lives to anything.
Now, I hope you think that through. That is a very wordy evaluation mm-hmm. that very, very subtly undermines the salvation of children. Mm. He does so on several bases there. Look at all those. They don't have sufficient mental sophistication. Mm. Prior to adolescence, few children appreciate the significance of their separation from God. Mm. He lists several things there. He even says that during their elementary years, they are seldom conscientiously thinking about and spiritually evaluating life's demands independently of their parents. Now, I don't mean this to be mean, but when I read that, I thought, really? Mm-hmm. Of course they don't. But that doesn't undermine the fact that Jesus said, permit the little ones to come to me.
Yes, and accept you have faith as a little child.
As a little child.
Yes.
And every indication in God's word is that children can understand the gospel
yes.
through parents who teach them and train them. Mm-hmm. And I would argue here that his experience is likely a result of the failure of parents to teach their children the gospel.
Right. If all you're doing is relying on those Sunday school teachers or the junior church workers or the pastor to give the gospel. And those are all important. I myself accepted the Lord because of a Sunday school teacher, but also I had that training at home.
Sure.
My parents constantly talked about the Word of God and about the Bible and about salvation and Jesus dying on the cross. So if all you're doing, though, is relying on someone else to give the gospel to your children and it's kind of hush, hush in your home, or we don't talk about it, or, I don't want to push them to make a false profession, then your child is not properly trained. Mm-hmm. And it may take until junior high school for them to totally understand.
Or, unfortunately, if by junior high they don't know the gospel and have not been impacted by it, it may take years to bring them to Christ at that point.
Yes.
And so it's really, I didn't share that to make a negative point on our podcast here, but to simply say we are surrounded for some reason in our theological culture today with a undermining of the salvation of children.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage you moms and dads to believe. To believe that God wants your children to be saved. Mm-hmm. To believe that.
Yes.
And of course, I think most of you do. But if you don't, we want to really influence you to start teaching your children systematically the truths of the gospel so that your children can have every opportunity to be saved as early as possible.
And as you're training them, you're teaching over and over and over. You're sharing your testimony. You're sharing verses. You're talking about the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. As you're sharing that, and then as we mentioned in our last week's podcast, training your child to understand that someday, yes, God will speak to your heart and you will know. You're also training yourself, parent. You are training yourself to be in tune with that child.
Yes.
And then you will know. Yes. Will you have conversations where you will come away and you will think, my child is nowhere near ready to be saved? Yes. You'll have many of those conversations. But then you will have those conversations where your child, you're thinking to yourself, oh, they are close.
Yes.
They are very close. Absolutely. And then you will have that conversation where you know, my child knows that they are a sinner. They are convicted and they know that only Jesus can save them and it is time.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, glorious, wonderful thing.
Yes, and there is not an age, just as this gentleman said in this article. There is not an age. So if your child is 4, almost 5, and they still haven't accepted the Lord, that's okay.
Just keep teaching, keep training. Let's do two things before we have to wind this down and end this particular one. Let's talk about a few special cases and then give a few concluding suggestions.
Okay.
And the first special case is about winning your teenager. If your teenager has not yet trusted in Christ, first of all, don't beat yourself up.
Right.
Don't undermine and throw up your hands in despair.
Right.
Believe the gospel.
Yes.
Look for every way possible to one-on-one spend time with your teenager to tell them how to be saved, to explain to them exactly what that means, and to invite them to trust in Christ. And if they're not ready, pray for them. And keep teaching them.
Yes.
Keep pointing out the gospel. Keep pointing out the gospel.
Yes.
I didn't get saved till I was 15, and I knew all about, you know, the truths as far as heaven and hell and Jesus and judgment and God and the cross and the resurrection. I knew all of those truths, but no one had ever personally really zeroed in on that in my heart until God put a man in my life who was just an avid soul winner. And he cared specifically for me and won me to Jesus. I got saved because that man worked on me and worked on me and taught me and taught me and even encouraged me and pleaded with me and prayed over me and over a course of time won me to Christ. So moms and dads, win your teenagers. That's a special case, but don't give up and just teach the truth and schedule it. Maybe it's time to take your teen on a trip where you can talk with them about the gospel in a car. You know, so my kid's always running away. Well, you know, to put them in a car at 80 miles an hour, they have nowhere to go unless the speed limit is 65. And then put them in the car at 65 and they have nowhere to go.
There we go.
And I make sure to get that in there. So winning a teen is a special case. Any further thought about that?
I don't think so. It's just, it is the gospel. That is the power of God unto salvation.
Give
whether that child is 5 or whether that child is 17.
Sure. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today continued our episode entitled Winning Your Children to Christ. Join us tomorrow as we conclude this series.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.